You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, the podcast that talks all about all things anime, all things manga, anything that you're kind of thinking Japan related, it's about anime, it's about manga, I'm going to be talking about it on this podcast, so be sure to subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. Down in the episode show notes, you'll find links to my Etsy shop where you can find a bunch of anime themed goodies for you to shop and enjoy. There's pin badges, there's stationery, there's keyrings, and more. Whether you're a One Piece fan, a Jujutsu Kaisen fan, a Pokemon fan, a Mario fan, or anything else, you'll find a goodie on the shop for you to check out. There's something for every anime and manga fan over there. The link is down in the footer in the show notes, so be sure to check out my Etsy shop, Chibiweeb Merch, on Etsy. Hey everyone, so this week it's been a very productive week from both normal day-to-day life, like life admin, that kind of stuff, and busy from an anime perspective as well. So this week I've actually made a really good bit of headway on my anime watch list challenge 2024. So this week I managed to finish off Tokyo Ghoul, and I know for a fact that I watched that a couple of years ago, but I did not remember the ending for whatever reason. And I know for a fact I didn't start season one or two. The actual challenge on the poster is to complete series one, right? Have series one done. But I'm unsure whether I want to watch season two and three straight after, continue them straight on, and then tick off the entire anime in one go. A bit like what I've done with Mob Psycho 100. I watched all of that. I absolutely got obsessed with that one. That was so different to what I thought it was, if I'm honest. And I don't know why. If I'd known what it was a while ago, I probably would have started that a long time ago. But really glad I started that. Really glad that I had the challenge to kind of make me watch that, because I don't actually think I would have watched that or thought to watch that or checked it out without the challenge. So love the challenge for things like that. I have finished Tokyo Ghoul season one. I am into season two, so I think I won't scratch that off the poster until I've watched all of it. Season two is only 12 episodes. Season three, I think, is 24. So they're still not very long, especially for someone like me that's a One Piece fan. You know, you can finish an anime so quickly now. So yeah, very good from that point of view. So this episode, without further ado, this episode is all about Crunchyroll's spring 2024 lineup, or what they revealed so far as part of their lineup. So on March 15th, they revealed their lineup for spring 2024, and I want to kind of delve into it, talk about the big hitters, what are the biggest shows people are talking about, and what isn't on that list, and what should be potentially, and we'll go through some of the new simulcasts, some of the new, well, not new, but the continuing seasons, continuing simulcasts for 2024. So let's dive in. So the first one is one that I've mentioned a couple of times in this podcast, and it is Kaiju number 8. And this one, I think, is the most hyped of the lineup. This is the one that people are most excited for. And I have to say, I've not read the manga, I have to say, but I'm excited as well. It sounds very, very cool. And every time I've heard someone talk about anime adaption, they're so excited. So I'm kind of vibing off that excitement. So the airtime for this one is the April 13th. It doesn't have a time. But April 13th, so that's coming. It's not long, just under a month away now for that to air. So very, very excited for that one. The next one we have is just as hyped, is the next installment of Black Butler, which is the public school arc. And this one, again, it comes out on the exact same day, April 13th. So if you're a fan of Kaiju number 8 manga and a fan of Black Butler, you've got a very good day on April 13th. And this one, it's Kiel and Sebastian head to school with a new mission in the latest Black Butler season. You'll notice if you go on to Crunchyroll's website, you'll see the descriptions are very small, but you know, we can kind of judge them by manga, by story, by kind of overall vibe from the poster and the trailer, I guess. So, but this one I've mentioned a few times. This is on my watch list, Black Butler. So I won't be starting this one until I've really caught up, but it is on my list. So I know some people will be rolling their eyes. I've not watched Black Butler at all yet, but it's on my list, guys. It's on my list. Konosuba Season 3, God's Blessing in This Wonderful World, is coming this season as well. So we've got April 10th for that one, so slightly earlier. This one is an anime that I've dived back out of, and I really need to get back into. I've got until April 10th. To kind of catch up if I really want to. So kind of keeping that in mind, kind of not as well. I'm going to see how my anime watch list goes and the challenge goes as well. There's a couple of seasons wrapping up fairly soon now. We've got Solo Leveling wrapping up. We've got The Apothecary Diaries wrapping up as well. So parts of my watch list are starting to open up now. So there may be space. There's one that I've never heard of, and it looks like a little bit like a spoof, I'm not going to lie. It's called Viral Hit, and you'll notice on the English logo for it, and maybe on the Japanese one as well, it's got like the absolute ripoff of the YouTube logo. So this one comes out on April 10th, and this one is after a fight that goes viral, Hobbin Yu becomes a star of soaring up against tougher competition. Oh, combatants, sorry. So this one looks a little bit like the idea around fighting and going viral on social media because of fights and brawls and kind of encapsulated into an anime. So I don't think this one will be right up my street, but I have been wrong with guessing that before. So I'll keep an open mind. I'll probably put this on my maybe watch list for the season and kind of see how we go. There's a new romance one as well, if you're into romance anime. So there's one called A Condition Called Love. It looks very pretty on the cover. This one comes out mega early in the season on April 4th. And this one is Hetaru navigates the uncharted waters of love alongside a boy whose devotion knows no bounds. So it's very vague. It doesn't really give much away. If you've read the manga, then you'll obviously be really hyped for this. But again, I mean, I've said this a couple of times on the podcast, I'm not massively into romance anime. It's not a genre that I really can tend to go for at all, really, if ever. So I can't guarantee I'll be watching this one, but it's great if you are a romance anime fan. One that is most definitely on my watch list for this season is Bartender Glass of God. And I know for a fact I've mentioned this before on the podcast, and it's one that is essentially a remake of the original, and I believe the original actually had two remakes. So it's a remake of an original. But this one is super high up my list. This was so, so hyped when it was previewed, I think, last year, pretty early on. And I cannot wait for this one. So this one airs on April 3rd. So this one, again, is super early on in the series, on the season. And the poster for this one looks super kind of luxurious, really mysterious at the same time. Cannot wait for this one to air. We've got quite a few we've got some isekai anime, and I love an isekai anime. I love an isekai not to sound like a pun, but I like an isekai to escape into another world for a little bit, come back and continue on with my regular anime watching, I guess. I love them as a little break from slightly more intense anime. One of them on this list is called Chilling in Another World with Level 2 Super Cheat Powers. So you can kind of get the vibe where this one's going. And the blurb for this one, or the sentence for this one, is a wrongly summoned merchant's life takes a wild turn when he hits level 2 in another world. So similar kind of vibe to most isekai out there, but that's never a bad thing if I'm absolutely honest. I like an isekai where I kind of know the vibe, and it's nice to kind of just relax into and enjoy the ride in a more casual way of anime watching. One that does intrigue me that I've never actually heard of is God's Games We Play. And the poster of this one looks very, very cool. It kind of reminds me of, I think, is it No Game, No Life? I think it's something like that, I'm sure. But it's April 1st that this one comes out. So this is right on the start of the season. And it's the blurb for this one is, in their spare time, bored gods challenge humanity in battle of wits. And this one sounds really interesting. And the poster for this one looks awesome. Definitely adding this one to my watch list. I know literally nothing apart from what I've just read about this one. So I always get so excited about a new anime, a new world, and dive straight into it and then jump straight back out. And I need to stop that habit. I need to kind of start one, finish one, and kind of catch up with myself a little bit. But let's take a little bit of a break. Have a little breather, make note of what I've just said, and then we'll carry on with the continuing simulcasts and some of the new ones for this season. If you're a gamer, much like me, then why not check out Razer? You can find a bunch of accessories from mouses, keyboards, headsets, mouse mats, and more, to the bigger stuff like gaming laptops and desktops. Over on the Razer website, link down below, you can shop a whole host of gaming accessories from the Chroma range, which is all colourful, which is my favourite stuff, to more sleek black stuff, including even their own merchandise, clothing, bags and accessories. There's something for everyone. The link is down below for you to check out and shop. Okay, welcome back. So another anime that we have this season is one that feels like it's going to pull straight at the heartstrings, go straight for the feels, and it's called Grandpa and Grandma Turn Young Again. And this one straight away just sounds so lovely, and it feels like a crier. If this one feels like at the very end you're gonna cry your eyes out. And this one, the little blurb says, this lovely elderly couple just regained their youth, determined to live life to the fullest. So this one's a little bit like you've been given your whole youth again, and you don't lose. It's not like in a similar kind of vibe where you lose your memory, lose this, gain special powers, all this kind of stuff. They just turn young again and decide to live life again in a slightly different way. Maybe they do things differently. So I'm very intrigued by this one. This one makes me nervous because of how emotional this one feels. It feels very emotionally charged. This one comes out on April 7th, and I think this one will be on my watch list. This one feels harder to watch than any horror anime, I guess. But it feels lovely at the same time, so I would like to watch this one. we do have some new ones that are super intriguing. So this one is called Kumar. I'm going to butcher this because it's really hard. Kumaraku Kakagi. Look it up. Go onto the blog on Crunchyroll and you'll see it. But this one comes out, just says spring 2024, so they're not giving us a date for this one. But this one is a cartographer investigates mysterious sinkhole incident in... Oh my god, why can't I speak? A cartographer investigates mysterious sinkhole incidents happening in their town. It looks kind of old, otherworldly almost, or very old-timey. So it sounds interesting. I've never watched an anime about a cartographer. So, interesting. And I like an anime that is completely unknown and takes me out of my anime comfort zone. So I'm all here for this one. So very interesting. And it's along a similar kind of title sense, I guess. This one is Kurayukaba. There we go. That second time was better. Again, just says spring, so we've not got an official date yet. This one is one detective agency looks into the case of mass disappearances in their steampunk city. This one feels like if they do the animation just right, this one could be one of the best looking anime ever just because of the whole steampunk vibe and the steampunk kind of energy that it could have. So really, really interested for that one. We've got a couple of returning series this time as well. We've already mentioned Konosuba. But we've also got the Misfit of Demon King Academy 2, so Core 2. This one comes out on April 12th, and the Academy's lessons are back in season with Anos Voligod fighting more powerful enemies. Pretty vague, but if you're a fan of this season, season 2 is coming, so that's very exciting. And as we kind of look into some of the continuing simulcasts for this season, Case Closed is continuing on every Saturday. We've got One Piece, obviously, that's... God, I feel like One Piece is going to be going until I'm 80 years old. But yay, that's great. It's continuing, obviously. We've got Tsukumichi Moonlit Fantasy Season 2. And this one comes out on Mondays. The dub airtime is also Mondays, just 2 hours later. Oh no, that's 4.5 hours later. So, very cool. That one is on my watch list. And I really... really need to catch up on that one. I love the artwork for this series and it really, really intrigues me. So definitely, definitely, as soon as I can finish off some more anime on my watch list, I can justify some slots in my time in the schedule to watch this one. So overall, there's a bunch of anime to watch. This is by no means the entire list. I've not mentioned a lot of them. But there's so many to mention that the podcast would have to be like an hour long. And I just don't have that time for recording, if I'm honest. But there's a bunch of anime to check out. So these are the ones that I think draw me in the most and make me the most excited for the spring season. It's always, is it me or does anyone else make these huge lists for every season? And I barely watch them. It feels like I barely make a dent in my list. But I end up watching them when the season is over a little bit, kind of like I do like a binge watch. However, I do also like to watch them week by week so I can kind of, I don't get spoilers and I can kind of carry on with the hype and carry on with the story week by week. But like with Apothecary Diaries, I joined that a couple weeks later than when it started. So I had like 8 episodes to watch in one go and it was absolutely glorious because you could just forget about everything, dive headfirst into this world. And I'm always on the fence of whether to start them straight away, watch them week by week, or let them kind of rack up a little bit. But either way, I'll kind of work it out. I'll see how I go on. I know I've got a couple from the past series season that I want to catch up on. So maybe I should catch up on those first and then start the spring season. But it's a vicious loop, isn't it? I can't be the only one that has this kind of habit. But there's a lot of empty spots on both the continuing simulcasts and new simulcasts links as well for the series on the seasons. So interested to see what they are. Demon Slayer hasn't been mentioned on there. And I feel like at some point we will get the Demon Slayer anime. So it can't be that far away. I'm so, so excited. That is one that I watch week by week without an absolute shadow of a doubt. One of my favourite anime. So that one gets front and centre straight away. As soon as that comes out, that's straight on the TV or laptop, iPad, phone, whatever is closest to me at that time. But what did you think of the spring season 2024? What are you excited to see? What do you know is coming out but hasn't been revealed yet? What do you want to see in those empty slots? What do you think is the one that you're most excited about? I think the ones I'm most excited for are Kaiju number 8, Bartender, those kind of ones. They're the two I think that it says a lot when you can remember them the most. So I think those two are the ones that I'm initially going to go for. But find me on social media. Find me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. And let me know. Let me know what your top picks are for spring season. And yeah, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Find me on social media. Follow me on all that good stuff. And make sure to check out my Etsy shop for Chibi anime merch. Thank you ever so much. Have a great week. Thank you very much, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Chibi and Chill the Anime Podcast. Thank you so much for every listen and download. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so, so much from one week to another. Thank you. Please do leave a rating and a review on the podcast platform that you're listening on this to. It really does support the show. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. I cannot ask. If I ask one thing of you, I'd ask that. Please do leave a rating and a review, even if it's not great. Please let me know. You know, it's even a bad one. Well, bad press is always, what? No, what's the saying? Any press is good press, I guess. Oh, that rhymed. So a rating and a review would be great. It really does support the show. So thank you so, so much for whatever kind of review you do leave. Sometimes finding a birthday card or an occasion card can be a boring task. However, I have some anime-themed cards on my thoughtful.co.uk creator profile, which is found in my links on social media. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a bunch of anime-themed cards, such as Studio Ghibli Happy Birthday cards and more, with my range being updated regularly. Each card is processed by thoughtful.co.uk, with shipping being fast, quick and efficient. You can shop my anime-themed cards over on my Instagram, with my links being over on there. Just search Chibiweeb Anime and you'll find me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot. Please do leave a rating and a review down below. It really does support the show and it's free to do. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. If you're a subscriber or if you're thinking of subscribing or starting the free trial on Apple Podcasts, I'll see you on Sunday for the next episode of the Chibi Piece exclusive Apple Podcast exclusive episode on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.